Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks ended the day down, with all three major indexes falling at least 1.6% after the Federal Reserve announced another quarter-point interest rate hike. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 530 points to close at 32,030. The S&P 500 was down 66 points, and the NASDAQ fell 190. The central bank announced its ninth straight rate increase aimed at battling inflation, bringing the benchmark federal funds rate to the highest level since September 2007. The Fed signaled that further rate hikes might be limited and noted that it was too soon to tell how much the current banking crisis would slow down the economy. During the post-decision press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said an interest rate cut this year was not part of the central bank's, quote, baseline expectation. Treasury yields moved lower in response to the Fed's announcement. The policy-sensitive two-year yield ended at 3.977%, down from 4.175% yesterday. The benchmark 10-year yield settled at 3.497%, compared with 3.603% yesterday. Among individual stocks, First Republic Bank ended the day down nearly 14.5%. People familiar with the matter say the troubled lender tapped financial advisory firm Lazard to help review strategic options, including a sale, a capital infusion, or asset trimming. GameStop shares skyrocketed, ending the day up over 35%. The retailer posted a quarterly profit following seven straight quarters of losses. Nike ended the day down nearly 4.9%. The sneaker maker is making progress, working through the inventory glut that squeezed it last year. It reported a 14% jump in quarterly sales and raised its revenue growth target. And a brief look at commodities. The most actively traded gold futures contract rose 1.4% today, extending its gains for the month. Analysts say prices went up on hopes that the Fed might slow its pace of rate increases. Gold prices are up more than 8% this year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.